Okay, Mr. Hall, we're going to begin your hearing, and the Honorable Mr. Louis Cabanas is going to conduct your hearing.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to vote on this, and I'll be back.
Sir, can you state your full name and age, pardon me? Sir, can you state your full name and agency number for the record?
Yes, I can. My full name is Lionel Hall. My DOC number is 096611.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Thank you, sir, and you're welcome, and good morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for revocation hearing regarding community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed under your arrest. You should have been given a firm notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on December 3rd, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense in order to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. They are, if you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench, working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Clearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as a parole officer.
Yes, sir. I'm happy to be on with you.
Thank you, sir. Before we get started, we need to swear you in. So, Mr. Hall and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, as so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
I understand it fully, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one, and you are reminded that there is a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and had lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal rules of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about August 6, 2018, for the TAS GCMS lab report dated August 9, 2018. Mr. Hall, is this true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by a failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about August 23, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated August 30, 2018. Mr. Hall, is this true or false?
That's true, sir.
And finally, allegation number three, violation of condition number four, as demonstrated by a failure to report to the Maricopa Reentry Center for the intensive treatment and housing on or about August 23, 2018, as directed. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Hall, is this true or false?
It's true. I did report out to the NCR, but when I got there, I saw a gentleman leaving with his own personal property, so I went back to try to get my property from the place that I was at, which is V-Break, and they said they got rid of it already. So
okay.
So
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, but you will have a chance to speak to the board in detail during the second phase of the hearing.
But to make a long story short, I'm guilty.
Okay. Well, thank you for being accountable. I'm going to make that motion. And that is based on Mr. Hall's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Hall, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Hall was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on June 21st, 2018. He was arrested November 3rd, 2018 by Glendale PD. No new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 3rd, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of May 31st, 2019, 72 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years. His prior convictions in 1993, narcotic drug violation, 4 years. 2010, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2010, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2011, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 1994, temporary release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the VOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, weapons, and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 1989, burglary, third degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1989, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2009, kidnapping, Arizona, disposition unknown. His community risk score is a G2V4.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Hall. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside in Vibray in Phoenix. You were discharged on August 23, 2018 for frequent drug use, failure to adhere to facility policies and fees, and that would, I think this may have been what led to you being referred to Maricopa Reentry Center for the ITH. So with you missing from community supervision for 72 days, where were you living?
Actually, I was at Church on the Street, which is a Christian fellowship disciple program, and after 30 days, you either go into their discipleship at Dream Center, or you leave and go to another facility. So I was in and out of those type of shelters, trying to, you know, get my head back on the right track and my life actually.
Thank you, sir. And with you, I think I'm just going to sort of get ahead of some questions here. With you attending Church on the Street, why didn't you tell your parole officer?
Well, actually, I was in frequent contact with him at first, and he knew that I was at Church on the Street, but after I didn't make it to the MCR place, and I got kind of afraid, but I should have contacted him anyway because I knew he would have work with me I apologize and I'm remorseful, and I feel that I wanted to give a second chance.
I think it's good that you take responsibility. That's a good sign. But I don't quite understand why you were afraid of making contact with your parole officer.
Well, because I've always been in contact. I just didn't know what to expect. That was all.
So you just assumed you were going to get violated, and you got violated anyways?
Yes.
You had a positive for methamphetamine, so what was going on with your drug use, sir?
Well, sir, I, just being in out of places, those type of places, and I guess being around the wrong environment, or people, I should say, kind of led me to use a little bit. But I didn't have a real bad drug habit, but still, it was a drug habit. And I did produce dirty UA, a couple of them. So it was just being around the wrong crowd. Started to fall into the wrong crowd circle.
Okay, sir. One follow-up question. What caused, was it the Glendale Police Department?
That arrested me?
Yes.
Yes,
it was. What caused the Glendale Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
Okay, there was a big event for the Glendale Police Department. There was going to be a big handball tournament. And there was a lot of us homeless people hanging around. And what happened was that I was on the back side of the north side of the handball court or racquetball court, and I was asleep alone, and they just walked up on me very politely. I was very polite back. They ran my name, had a warrant, and they just took me straight to Alhambra.
Thank you, sir. What else, the fellow board members, do they have any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Hall, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, that this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion and vote on this case?
Yes, I just want to include that I am a good candidate to get out and to get into another program to better myself. I've always been trying to be a productive member of society and to remain that way. To not break the law, to define justice. So I know that at my age that I shouldn't be doing all that. I should set a good example for my kids, which are adult now. So I just want the board to take consideration that I'm more so and I'm willing to do better. That's all I'd like to say.
Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate how pleasant Mr. Hall was with the board. He was direct. He was accountable. He explained the events as they unfolded while he was on community supervision status. And I do recognize that there is a lot of drug abuse on the streets right now. And I always try to take that in context of the bigger public health problem. At the end of the day, I'm still highly concerned by absconding from community supervision for 72 days in which we could not account for his activity, especially with him relapsing. So based on his history, those 72 days and the drug use, I'm just not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision. But I guess he only has 5.5 months left before he's done with his sentence end date, in which he'll be able to pursue his own interests, but that's where we get to discussion.
I agree.
Well, we're going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board on warrant number 2018, W2683. A discussion with Mr. Hall, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hall was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal race or company.
Seconded
by the Honorable Mr. Neal, moved upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Joe Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Hall, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about May 31st, 2019, which I stated is about 5.5 months away. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last months to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for your return to the community, because unless something awful happens, you are going to be released to the community in May of 2019, and you'll be able to pursue your own interests. So again, we wish you a safe, sober, and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Hall, we'd appreciate if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir. Yeah, if you can just leave the phone down so that we don't hang up.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.